1. Everybody always says there's only one ball in basketball. Now one had just hit Wes in the side of the face, making him feel like somebody had slapped him. Hard. It was a basic 3-on-2 drill. Wes on the right wing, Emmanuel Pike over on the left, Denaro Ray, the one leading the break, in the middle. There were two defenders waiting for them as they crossed half court, waiting for Denaro to make the first move, to decide whether to keep the ball or pass it. It was less than an hour into the Annapolis Hawks' first practice together. Wes was now Denaro's teammate, a year after they'd been the stars of opposing teams in the sixth grade. As Denaro made his way down the court, Wes knew the defenders were expecting him to give it up. They knew what Wes did. Denaro was even better passing a basketball than he was dribbling it with either hand or shooting it from the outside or driving it to the basket. There was a reason why he was called Denaro, even though his real name was Danilo. He was money. He was the smallest kid on the court, but that didn't matter. He was fast and smart and flashy, with a game as big as his smile. A lot of kids his age could shoot and handle and blow past you if you gave them an opening. But it was what he could do with the ball that set him apart, Wes knew, from other kids their age, not just in their town, Annapolis, but maybe Northern Virginia too, and from all the slick ballers in Washington, D.C. Even though Denaro was only 12, you could look him up on YouTube and see for yourself. Now, the first pass Denaro threw his way, very first one, had hit Wes flush in the side of the face. Wes knew it was nobody's fault but his own. When you don't pay attention, his dad had always told him, what you generally do is pay. Denaro Ray had basically told him the same thing before they started the drill. Be ready if you're open, he'd said. I might not be looking at you, Denaro said, but you better be looking at me. Then he'd given him a quick high five and that smile. We're gonna do big things, you and me, Denaro said. Just you watch. Then Wes hadn't been watching, and the ball caught him right next to his ear, bouncing off his hard head and out of bounds. The drill came to a stop in that moment, even though the ball kept rolling. Wes could feel the heat of where the ball caught him, could almost feel the impression of the ball, on a night when he was no different from everybody else on the court at the new Annapolis Rec Center, and wanted to make the best possible impression on his teammates, on his coach, everybody. With his pale skin, Wes knew his face had to be getting red, and not just because of the ball hitting him, but the humiliation he was feeling. Denaro got to him first. Sorry, dude, he said. I thought for sure you were looking. He grinned, which only made Wes feel worse. My fault, Wes said. You okay? The grin was still there. Yes. No, Wes thought. Anybody who'd ever seen Wes play, who'd seen the magic in his own game, always talked about what a great head for basketball he had. Only he wasn't supposed to use it like this. Not on the first day of practice with the rest of the Annapolis Hawks, an elite team of 7th graders that, in a year, would be playing in a new elite league. The other 7th graders, the ones who hadn't made the Hawks, would play in the same travel league in which they played last season. But the Hawks, they were moving on, and moving up. There were other stars from last year's teams, but the two biggest were Denaro and Wes, the point guard and small forward who played big. The two guys who were going to do big things together. What had he been thinking about while the ball was busy finding his face? His dad. But mostly, how he needed this team as much as he'd ever needed anything in his life. 2. The dream for their family had always been that they would move back to Annapolis, where Wes's dad had graduated from the United States Naval Academy before he became a Navy SEAL. And that is what they'd finally done. At the start of 6th grade for Wes Davies, as his dad was about to set off on one last mission with the SEALs in Afghanistan. Wes could still remember the day he and his mom had said goodbye to Lieutenant Michael Davies. To Wes, it wasn't just like his dad was leaving. It was always more than that between them. His dad was his hero, his best friend, his first basketball coach, and still the one who had taught him the most. So much of what Wes already knew about the game, all the big stuff about teamwork and unselfishness and decision-making, he'd learned from his dad, especially the part about making good decisions. Even at 12, Wes knew that for a Navy SEAL, making good decisions could mean the difference between life and death. Before he'd left to get on the plane that day, Wes said, "Weren't you supposed to be done after your last tour?" His dad put his arms around him. Wes had grown a lot between 5th and 6th grade, but he still felt like a